Anthropologists call gift-giving a form of social banking because of its association with appreciation, strengthening relationships, and showing respect. Christmas is a special time of year, especially for children. The idea of unwrapping one of the presents that lies beneath the Christmas tree is a highlight of the festive season. In the UK alone, more than £30 billion will be spent on Christmas gifts this year. Christmas is a very expensive time of year too, with many people feeling obliged to buy presents for family and friends. But do the recipients actually value and appreciate their gifts? Economists suggest that on average, presents are valued by those receiving them some 20% less than their actual cost. In Europe, 15% say that they are unhappy with Christmas presents they receive, while 51% of Britons and 62% of Americans receive at least one unwanted gift. In the UK, the cost of unwanted presents totals an incredible £5.03 billion. What a waste. To make matters worse, many families borrow or get into debt to fund their Christmas spending. In the UK, a survey shows that one-third of the population will probably spend more than they think they should have to at Christmas time, while 17% will go into debt to pay for the gifts and festivities. Despite the decrease in spending because of COVID-19, this year Britons will spend an average of £883 each on the festivities. Gifts alone are expected to cost an average of £408 per person. So what can be done? The solution, say experts, is in only buying presents for people whose tastes and needs you know well. In addition, you can ask for wish lists of suggested gifts as a buying guide. Give cash or gift cards instead of physical presents. Buy an experience or shared activity, or donate to charity on behalf of your intended recipient. Oh, and children still adore Christmas presents, so don't be a total Grinch.